These final ceremonies are an occasion for a party, of course. And at the particular village of Kelana, where we recorded that song, there must have been, we estimated, quite 150 gallons of beer standing around in old 44-gallon oil drums, which doubtless accounted for their musical sense being, well, what shall we say, a trifle blurred.
The women, who seemed to be the life and soul of such parties, were very striking in their circular ochre-red skirts. The colour of new bark cloth, by the way. Ochre seems to be a basic African colour. Incidentally, the dyeing is done by the women themselves, who beat the dry powdered ochre into the material. These skirts are decorated in different ways according to the district. At Kelana, they were sewn with rows of black braid and beadwork, and each woman wore a long frontal panel, like a narrow apron, of white or blue cloth, most sumptuously decorated. They all wore the characteristic turbans of black or indigo-blue cloth, piled rather high on their heads.
These women particularly asked us to record the next song, a girls' initiation song this time, and here it is. It's called by the almost unpronounceable name of Umtumko. Now, I don't pronounce that properly, but it's spelt U-M-N-G-Q-U-N-G-Q-O. Well, you see, you won't make much headway with Khoza unless you really master that sort of pronunciation. Now, the dance they were doing then consisted of a simple stamping step, with the body held rigid and the arms raised and the torso shaken. And many of the dancers held sticks aloft, high over their heads. Now, the word mtumto means the stamp and shake, peculiar to this dance, which is also sometimes used as a wedding dance in this district.